Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Throneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. Klaus moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Klaus moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Button reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Button scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Regalado now playing third base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. Zobchin moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zobchin moves to third. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White is walked intentionally. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zobchin scores. White moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stu Laughlin pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Stu Laughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on White. Wirtz moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Klaus strikes out. One out. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to third. Avila moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.